This year, on April 11th, the French government announced legislation forbidding the wearing of facial coverings in public. Although they didn't refer to it by name in the law, it has been unofficially called the burqa ban. Alex Orcourt traveled to France to examine the effects of the decision.
L'hypocrisie dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas.
The ban on the burqa shows a firm stance on this controversial issue by the French government. It means that now anyone caught wearing the facial covering worn by some Muslim women will be subject to a €150 fine and 6 months of citizenship education, while anyone caught forcing a woman to wear the niqab or burqa will face up to a €30,000 fine and 1 year in jail. But is this measure about protecting women's rights while addressing security issues in an increasingly dangerous world? Or is it a thinly veiled attack on France's Muslim minority? I met with Fatima Azara Gouba in a cafe in Lyon. She's a French Muslim artist who uses her paintings to highlight French attitudes towards Islam. I was curious what she felt about being a Muslim in France at the moment.
As a Muslim, I think that we are, first of all, French. So religion is just a second thing for us. We have mosque, we have our holidays. We practicing our religion as other communities.
But do you think that France has got a particularly strong line against Muslims? Do you think it's anti-Islamic?
I think that the France is just afraid about what's happening around the Islam. I think the terrorism is the big problem. Who, as we can say in French, cover the Islam, the religion. I think it's because what's happened after the 9/11. They get scared, but Islam is one of the first or second religion, and it's just a small problem in France. I don't see like it's always a problem, but if you see the newspaper or if you can see on TV, it's always about terrorism. So people, they don't understand exactly what it's the religion. They get confused about what they see on TV. So for them, they don't understand what is Islam, actually.
And do you see the ban as an anti-Islamic thing?
First of all, we think Muslims, they have different kind of veil. Usually the ladies, they just have to cover their hair. That's it. And then in some people, they think, they feel that for them, it's better to cover everything. I do understand that French cannot accept that kind of veil because it's just impossible to not see someone. I think it's more for the security. It's not because they're against the religion.
So you think it's justified that people should not be allowed to wear it then?
What I'm afraid about is making a law about that because it's not a real problem in France. Other things are more important that caring about those ladies. They are, I don't know how they are, how many they are in all the France because we don't see it a lot. I think if that kind of lady, they already covered their face, they don't want to go in the street, they don't want to go do shopping. They already know that people are going to judge them. So making a law in a country is a big, big problem. It means like people, they focus, the president, the ministry, they sit around the table and they say what we have to do. This is not the real problem in France. I think there are other problems more important than caring about wearing just a tissue or not. That's why I'm against this law. It's not a submission. It's not because their husbands want that. It's because they want to be more close with God.
Oh, this is gonna change my love for you.
Fatima Azara mentioned wearing the veil as making Muslims feel closer with God. And as France is traditionally a Catholic country, with nuns also covering their hair, I wanted to know what a nun would think of the burqa. So I went to see Sister Duverte, who is an écoutante at the Basilique de Lyon.
I think that if a woman wears the burqa, she is anyway a prisoner of men. She doesn't exist as a woman. The beauty that God has given us, for her, does not exist. What is incredible is that it's only in the world of the men that we do this. Animals do not do that to females. It is only the man who crushes the woman. I find it very sad. I don't know enough Muslim women who wear the burqa, but for me it is unthinkable to say that a woman chooses not to be seen. For me it is impossible.
And what's your opinion of Muslims in France?
I believe that there is a lot of ignorance, and beyond the ignorance there is a fear. France is a Christian Catholic country, but today we are surrounded by Muslims. And I don't think that we don't know these people, we don't know how to live with them. Besides, when we think about Muslim people, we say Islam equals extremism. Because of this fact, we cannot advance. But I think that if I believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ, I think that he sends me towards them. But I believe that if Muslims are to be respected, we should expect that they make efforts to live together with us.
Do you think it's a problem for security?
I think that it could be anyone behind the burqa. I also think if we are believers, us and the Muslims equally, we are made in God's image. Why should we hide that? But anyway, if they are hidden, it is of course a problem for security. A woman or a man could be hiding underneath.
So is the government right to ban the burqa?
Talking about the burqa as a woman, I find it just as violent to see a woman who wears the burqa with her face hidden as to see a woman walking totally naked down the road. For me, it has the same effect. Like when I see advertising with nude models, it has exactly the same effect. Therefore, should we forbid the burqa here? Yes, 100%.
Loin du bonheur et des îles, où la misère prend ses aises, près du haut loulou pressé, se console avec des cils. Plus de chemin, plus de repères que des raccourcis, pour la plupart piégés.
Although France is historically a Catholic country, ever since the revolution in 1789, it has by law been secular, observing separation between religion and state. Therefore, the wearing of the Muslim garments in schools had been forbidden long before the public ban. I went to see Mark Dobson, an English teacher who'd been living and working in France for the last 10 years.
First of all, what do you think about the fact that religious symbols are banned in state schools in France?
I think there's a lot of good things about it, a lot of positive things. Yeah, that's only in state schools, of course, and I've worked a lot in private schools in France where they have crosses in their religious services, etc. But I generally think it's quite a good thing. It's quite a good thing because it means there's no religion in school. I grew up in Scotland where there's a lot of religious fighting between Protestants and Catholics, and it's very refreshing to come over here and just see that it's all banned, basically.
Do you think that it's right that the burqa should be banned in the street, and do you think that the measures are okay or too strict?
Well, that's difficult. I would say that I would fight for any freedom, and I think that does smack as being a bit too severe. From what I've heard, I would openly go out and demonstrate against that. You can't tell people what to wear, you can't tell people what to think. Although France is a very much a more uniform society than Britain, but it's probably the British coming out in me. But I would happily walk down the street and support people who want to wear whatever they want to wear and believe whatever they want to believe in. It's quite shocking, actually. I find it hard to believe that something like that could even be thought of in a modern society like France.
Although they've received criticism, France is not alone in banning the burqa. Belgium already has a ban in place. Holland could soon follow, and Canada, Denmark and Spain are all debating it. Also, the public in France are overwhelmingly in support, as they see the veil as a statement of non-involvement in Western society. They dislike the large-scale immigration that they've seen in recent years, and after the Arab Spring and Europe's open border policy, the problem is looking to get worse. Many believe that if the government failed to address this issue, it would only increase the popularity of France's Marine Le Pen and the French National Front, who've received a worrying amount of support recently. But they have to question whether going to the right themselves in order to prevent this is really the best solution. Alex Orcott in France for UCF Radio News.